AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. There will not be a UN vote on Russia's derided humanitarian resolution concerning Ukraine. Mike Gracia has more.
At a meeting of the UN Security Council Thursday, Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said Russia will not seek a vote Friday on its resolution on the humanitarian situation in Ukraine.
We decided to, at this stage, not to ask for a vote on our draft.
Instead, Nebenzia said Russia will call for an emergency meeting on its allegations of U.S. biological laboratories in Ukraine.
Using the new documents we obtained in the course of the special military operation.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield responded.
I was momentarily pleased to hear that the Russians were pulling down the vote on their farcical humanitarian resolution, which was doomed to fail.
Thomas-Greenfield again said Russia is creating a pretext for its use of chemical or biological agents in Ukraine. I'm Mike Gracia.
National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Bruce Landsberg says a young teenager was driving the pickup that crashed head-on into a university golf team's van in West Texas Tuesday evening.
A 13-year-old child was behind the wheel of the pickup truck. It appears at this point in the investigation that the left front tire, which was a spare tire, had failed, which resulted in the vehicle pulling hard to the left and crossing into the opposing lane.
That from KOSA. Landsberg says they're not sure of the speed of both the truck and the van, but they are certain it was a high-speed crash. The crash killed the boy, a man in the truck with him, along with six members of the University of the Southwest golf team and their coach. The university is a private Christian college in Hobbs, New Mexico, near the state line with Texas. The two team members who survived the crash are stable and recovering from their injuries. This is AP News. An international agreement means Pfizer's coronavirus antiviral pill is expected to soon be widely available to tens of millions of people around the world. Here's Jennifer King.
35 drug makers in a dozen countries have signed on to start making licensed generic versions or the raw ingredients for Paxlovid, Pfizer's antiviral pill to treat the effects of COVID-19. The deal, negotiated by the United Nations-backed Medicines Patent Pool, will help make the pill available to more than half the world's population. Pfizer won't receive royalties from the generic sales as long as the pandemic remains classified as a global health emergency by the World Health Organization. The agreement doesn't apply everywhere. In Brazil, for example, the generic will not be available, but Pfizer is allowing Brazilian companies to make the brand name version. Pfizer's drug is not a substitute for a COVID-19 vaccine, but it has been found to cut the risk of hospitalization or death in people at risk of severe symptoms by up to 90%. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.